Oh, hello. Sorry, I was just wearing my purple wig and identifying as a female, briefly. Why am I wearing a purple wig? Why? I don't know. I mean, it's ugly, isn't it? It looks ugly. It's garish, it's unnatural, and it's not a coincidence that we associate left-wing women with having purple hair, with dyeing their hair an unnatural, unpleasant colour, an ugly colour. Why is it that left-wing people seem to like ugly things so much? That is the question I want to answer today. But before I do that, it would really help me if you subscribe. Please subscribe here, and please also subscribe on my Substack, jollyheretic.com, where you can get all of the spiciest content and all of the best stuff for in-person interviews and all kinds of stuff, which I don't dare put on YouTube. So please, please, please do subscribe. And indeed, you can become a paid subscriber and help fund my work if you like it for as little as the cost of a pint of beer a month. Now, back to the video. So why do they like ugliness? Now, I was inspired to look into this by what's happened today, which is the 8th of March, at Trinity College, Cambridge, which is some mentally ill, woke young girl slashed the portrait of Arthur Balfour, who was the former British Prime Minister, and of course the person involved in the Balfour Declaration, which helped to found the State of Israel. He was also, by the way, a leading eugenicist in his time. But I was fascinated about part of it, of course, why she slashed that particular painting was because it was of Balfour. But they have it's been going on for quite a while that these left-wing people, Just Stop Oil or whatever, have been throwing stuff at and damaging beautiful works of art. And so it got me thinking, well, why do they do that? What is the psychology behind hating beauty and liking ugliness? Well, we have to understand the left-wing mind. As I have said in a number of videos, we are pack animals, but we need to rise to the top of the pack in order to be more likely in prehistory to pass on our genes. We have five moral foundations: the group-oriented foundations of in-group loyalty, of obedience to authority, and of sanctity versus disgust. That is to say, we regard as disgusting that which will damage the group, and we sanctify that which is good for the group. And the individually oriented foundations of equality, so you get your fair share, and harm avoidance, so you avoid harm to self. People who are conservative are about equal in all five of these foundations, whereas people that are liberal are much more concerned with equality and harm avoidance. Now, this makes sense if you are at the bottom of society, or if you feel that you are at the bottom of society. And one of the things that is noticeable about people that are left-wing compared to people that are right-wing is that they are very high in neuroticism. That is to say, feeling negative feelings strongly. They are very prone to, they're mentally ill. They're prone to depression, anxiety, and other negative feelings such as anger and resentment and jealousy and so on. But they feel negative feelings strongly. Now, it follows that if you feel negative feelings strongly and you see the world as a sort of swirling, frightening chaos, then this will make you Machiavellian. It will make you desire power so that you can control the chaos. And also, you will feel a sense of resentment and jealousy that other people have power over you, so you will want to have power. It will also make you higher in narcissism, because one of the ways that you will deal with all of the negative feelings that you have about yourself is to tell yourself that actually you're perfect and wonderful and brilliant and morally superior, and therefore you deserve power and so forth. And this will make you jealous, and this will make you power hungry. So you would expect left-wing people to be power hungry. They will also feel that they are ugly. They will, on average, be ugly. There is actually evidence, there are studies that have shown that people that are right-wing, on average, have faces that are more symmetrical and better-looking than people that are left-wing. But they will feel that they are ugly, and they will constantly feel, no matter how much power they have, that they don't have power, that they are at the bottom of the pile, even though they're not. Now, what the result of this is, the way that they then try to attain power is via virtue signalling, via covertly, to avoid a fair fight, via virtue signalling about equality and harm avoidance. Now, in that context, beauty is a problem. Because what does beauty represent? Beauty is its sanctity. It's a group-oriented value that's about keeping bad things out of the group. It represents structure. It is order. It is symmetry. It is the system that you are at the bottom of. And so if you want to attain power, it makes sense that you need to destroy that system. And those things which are sanctified by the society, those things which the society regards as beautiful, they are symbols of the power of the system over you. They are elements of the system. They uphold the system. They uphold the structure. The beauty is the order. The things that the society says are beautiful, they are the order. They are the things that they sanctify. They are the things which are holding the system in place symbolically. They are inherent to its religion, inherent to things that are sacred and whatever. Things that are sacred are holding up that system. They are the centre of the system. So you must destroy that. So it makes sense that you will hate that which is beautiful. You will hate that which is beautiful because that which is beautiful is central to a system which has power over you. It is structure and order, and you must be against structure and order. And beautiful things are an example of structure and order. Beautiful things also make people feel happy, make people feel content, make people feel sacred, make people want to maintain the current system to some extent. Therefore, you must destroy those things. You must create disorder. You must create chaos. You must create dysphoria by destroying those things and breaking people's morale. Destroying the things which give them a sense of beauty and make them feel close to the transcendent and make them, as it were, invest in the system of the group system, and then hopefully rise to power in that system of disorder. And indeed, via creating ugliness, you can make those people feel dysphoria, you can make them feel unhappy, and therefore they're less likely to sort of put up a fight as you rise to power, breaking down all of the structures, questioning all of the structures of the system, including the system of beauty and the things which are regarded as beautiful. In much the same way, in fact, it might be argued that normal people...
Are you ready for the future of the West?